Trump dropped 10 points in approval in 1 week with a pro-Republican pollster. No, yeah, he's hemorrhaging right now. Can we get rare is the time where I think this is necessary, but Harry Enten, can you please? I need one of your three daily segments about how Trump is doing worse than anyone thought possible. Is this the one where he talks about how Trump is now underwater with working class white people?
A brand new CNN poll finds that the president's approval on the economy has fallen to an all-time career low for him of 31%. It has never been lower
Insane.
For President Trump. This only begins to tell the story, though, of the president's problems on the economy. With us now, CNN chief data analyst Harry Enten. As I said, this is just scratches the surface because there are some other numbers here that are really staggering.
This is no April Fool's joke. This is a disaster. All these numbers are a disaster for President Trump. I mean, let's just talk about inflation, which is the name of the game. Okay, highest disapprovals on this on inflation about this time in a presidency. Whenever you have Joe Biden and Jimmy Carter on the board and you're matching them or slightly exceeding them when it comes to inflation, you know it's bad. Look at this. 72% in our latest CNN poll say they disapprove of the president on inflation. Joe Biden, in average of polls at this point in his presidency, 68%. And Jimmy Carter, whose presidency, just like Joe Biden's, was absolutely wrecked by inflation.
How is it still 31%? Your country's insane. 31% is actually lower than I ever thought it would get during this presidency. Like, even knowing from the beginning this presidency would be a disaster, I really did not think it would get this low. Because for a lot of Republicans, it's pretty difficult to move the opinion of a death cult, like an actual unironic death cult. So yeah, I don't know. It's getting.
Was it 66% about at this point in his presidency back in 1978? Donald Trump, even worse than they are. So you see it here, and the one word is, or phrase I might say is, oh my goodness gracious, what a disaster.
It just put it so. Interesting here is inflation was way higher.
Yes.
So they just right now voters don't like what the president is doing on it, even if it isn't as high as it was at these other times. What about gas prices?
What about gas prices, which of course is part of this inflation picture, only making this number climb ever higher? How about disapprove on gas prices? Okay. Disapproval ratings on gas prices. Biden's worst number, his worst number.
And we're only a month in, man. This polling was taken from March 26th to March 30th, literally less than a month after the first strike. It's going to get so much worse. It's going to get to what are oil prices up to right now? Didn't they end? They ended over 110. They ended over 110. Oh my God. Oh my Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Look at that. Who knows what they're going to be when the markets open at whatever the fuck Sunday. It was like 116 last night. Yeah, it peaked around there, yeah. It's funny that this upward climb was Trump's speech. Trump's all broadcast address where he read out loud all of his recent Truth Social posts. That was the spike. It has been going up since then. Didn't actual barrels of oil getting out of the Hormuz peak at 140 a barrel? So right now, the actual at price physical cost for Brent oil is $141 a barrel. Or thereabouts. Yeah, the spot price. What people are paying right now. Usually the spot price and the futures price are very similar because you expect the price to hold over time. But over time, either the spot price has to come down, which I don't think it will anytime soon, or the futures price will rise to meet the spot price.
Any poll I could find was 72% disapprove of Joe Biden on gas prices. Donald Trump right now in our CNN poll, 76%. Percent, 76%. Three in four Americans disapprove of the way that Donald Trump is handling gas prices. And again, the gas prices were higher during Biden, but the increase has been so dramatic under the last month under Donald Trump. We're talking about an increase of about a dollar. It's the highest increase that we've seen since at least 1991 in terms of raw dollars. No wonder this number is so high. He is beating or doing even worse than Joe Biden was on gas prices, which, of course, was such a major issue.
So talk about his disapproval on the economy. Put it in historical perspective.
Okay, so you see the gas prices here. Disaster. You see the inflation here. Disaster. How about the economy? You know, you mentioned it was the worst in terms of the approval rating for Donald Trump in any poll we've conducted. How about highest disapprovals on the economy about this point in term two? Look at this. These are the worst. In our poll, 69% disapprove of Donald Trump on the economy. For George W. Bush,
unfortunately, I still think it's a bit of a coin flip. I have a feeling that the next Democrat president is going to reach even worse numbers. Not because they'll be worse than Trump, but because they won't fix the problems. And Democrats will disapprove and every Republican will disapprove, you know? The floor is always lower for Democrats.
It was 57% in terms of the average. Barack Obama, 56%. Donald Trump is crushing him on a metric you don't want to be crushing anybody on, which is disapproval ratings on the economy. He's double digits worse. I was looking at some other polling data, also above the 57 and 56%. The worst of all time at this point in term number two. It's the economy dragging Trump down, being, of course, accelerated by inflation being so bad. And, of course, the gas prices just adding up. It's like a pancake tower, and you're just reaching the top. And this is not a tower you want to climb.
One of the things you deal with when you deal with economic sentiment is how people feel things are going to be. So what are the prediction markets saying about where they see inflation going?
Yeah, where does the Kalshi prediction market say that we're going on inflation? Chance CPI year over year is above 4% in any month in 2026, 64%. That would be the first time since 2023. So the inflation tower that we're going up, it seems like there are more steps on a stairway, certainly not to heaven, more like hell if you're the president of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, the White House certainly doesn't want the predictions to be right about this.
Well, by the way, I think that CPI hitting 4% is underballing it considerably. Like, I think that's a low ball. I don't gamble because gambling is haram, but if I did, I would probably put money down on CPI hitting 6% within in any month in 2026. I would say that by like July or August, yeah, there's a chance we hit 6%. No way, dude. We haven't even been hit yet by all the like downstream inflationary effects that the straight being blocked are going to have, right? I mean, take a look at what's happening right now in East Asia, on the East Coast of Africa. We'll see.
Yeah, it's clear.
My excellent panel is back, including David Chalian, who, of course, knows these numbers better than anyone else. David, the economy was an issue.
You would have said 2.4% you were overshooting this? It is now.
That pulled up Trump in the first term. Second term, totally different story.
Yeah, totally pulled him up in the first term because he consistently rated better on his management of the economy in term one than he did on his overall job performance. Like, it was a strong suit of his. This 31% approval on the economy, which is issue number one for voters far and away, as you noted, this is a real political problem for him and his party, as you know, who are on the ballot this year to try to maintain their majorities in Congress. Not only is it his lowest across both terms, but you're seeing erosion among his partisans. So the 71% of Republicans approve of his job on the economy right now. Obviously, that means mostly his party is still with him. But that
you're dreaming it's going to be 10%. I mean, we'll see. The last time we hit 6% or anything near it, it was during the big Bidenflation boom right here. And this hit everyone. This was like a global thing. So I guess the question is, will the Strait of Hormuz being blocked in the Iran war and everything that it implies end up being a greater disruption to the global economy than all of the financial and monetary policies undertaken during COVID and the long-term impact of the economic shutdown during the COVID lockdowns? And I mean, it's possible that it might get in that ballpark. It kind of depends. I don't know. It's really complicated. Who knows? What would 10% CPI look like? Well, if we went to go sack Constantinople for Christendom, like I said we should, we would know because we would be in a country that consistently hits 10% CPI. While we're in Turkey, we would get to feel it out and understand what it feels like.
That 71% is down from 85% approval among Republicans just in January on this issue. So you're seeing slippage in his own house. That's a real concern for the White House.
That's exactly what I took away from this. And I think, you know, I've been out on the road a lot. I was out in the fall when he was in Pennsylvania, actually going to give a speech specific
of the American public. See, they have worsened. Trump policies have worsened the economy. That is
plus 40 on worsened versus improved, man. Jesus, you are undershooting Turkish CPI. What is it, like 50? Oh, God, 30? Sheesh. I honestly, I thought they had gotten it more under control. I mean, they brought it from 38 to 30, I guess, in the past year. God damn. Honorary Turks now?
Obviously not a good sign for the president and his party. And to the point about the Republican, the slippage among Republicans, about his approval of the economy among everybody. He was down from 8 points from January until now. Republicans, 85% supported his handling of the economy back in January. Just now, 71%.
Graph of oil price and CPI over time, they're closely related. Didn't I look at a tweet that illustrated this? The other day, the other stream, didn't I look at a tweet? It was from that Policy Wonk Twitter account that showed how closely CPI tends to correlate to oil prices. Let me find that. I think I retweeted that. I want to find that again because it's very interesting. You know, it's very illustrative. I'm looking. I can't find it. It's over. I'm never recovering from this. It's over. I can't find it. It's over. I'm done. I'm deleting the channel. The channel's being deleted. The circle is spinning. The channel's done. It's over. And we're done. Goodbye. Where is it? Didn't I retweet it? I passed by it? I think it was from the Kibisi letter. So I'd have to find something from them, but they tweet so often. I'm looking, he's looking. Here we go. Thank you. Correlation between U.S. oil prices and U.S. CPI inflation is shown in our below analysis. Again, it's hard to do a perfect, like, well, is it, you know, correlative? Is it causative? But as you can see, there is usually a pretty strong correlation between U.S. oil prices and CPI. And there's the oil. There's the oil spiking, so, you know, it might follow. It's causative. It's causative, but in both directions. Oil going up causes inflation to rise. Inflation rising can cause oil to go up. There's like a mutually causative factor to this. Is Tower Dungeon any good? Has anyone read the Tower Dungeon manga? Should I read the Tower Dungeon manga? Is Drôle de Monsieur Fall 25 good? Does anyone have any Drôle de Monsieur Fall 25? I'm not European. Yes, it's good. Drôle de Monsieur Fall 25? Gotcha. Anime sucks. All anime sucks. Ending shit, though? Damn. Endings mean a lot to me. And we'll see how it goes. Let me see if I can't find... Let me cap this off, this chunk, by finding the... Oh, no. Trump cancels all press conferences after convening national security team over missing F-15 pilot. Oh, God. Embarrassing. It's not looking good over there. Let me find that working-class whites... Working class whites. Polling being underwater. Trump's approval among white non-college educated voters. Net approval rating. Wow, that's actually really stark. Terrible visualization of the data, by the way. For white non-college educated voters, going from plus 26 all the way down to minus 1. Look at how sharp the drop has been between now and like a month and a half ago. No. This is net approval percentage. Not how much support he has, but like the ratio. Going from plus 26 to minus 1 over the course of this term is incredible enough, but not even just the course of this term, starting in February 13th to 17th, 2025, but also the sharp drop right here, man. Jesus Christ. This is the podcast, bro, audience. It's true. All those fucking retards like Joe Rogan and Theo Vaughn going, I can't believe it. He's killing people. He's bad for the economy. He's subservient to Israel. Who could have known? Who could have done this? Who voted for that man? The Theo Von one's hilarious as he flat out says everything that's actually happening and Rogan tells him to calm the fuck down. Hate these fucking grifting pieces of shit. Stupid motherfuckers. What's the name of that other one? The one who I keep calling handsome? The one with the mustache. Was it Schultz? Something Schultz? Or am I just picking that up? Andrew Schultz. Yeah, that's right. I wonder what he's been on. I haven't seen any clips of him in a while. He was being pretty negative about the regime when I saw him like 3, 4, 5, 8, 9 months ago. I wonder what his tone is now. Guys, you can't do the bit when I deliberately avoid the bit. Come on. Trying to shop the grift, yeah.
I'm just sick of this shit. And I'm sick of rich people not putting their fucking kids over in these wars and shit like that. Put your fucking honky-ass kids up there. Let them go shed some fucking blood.
Especially if you're asking for it.
Especially if you're out there fucking bullshitting, dude. Put your fucking honky little...
Dog, you are the rich guy, and you voted for Trump. Get your ass over there.
Fancy-ass fucking kid up there, man. That shit makes
you're
me
right
mad.
You're the right age. Bro. Like, maybe... Joe Rogan's a bit old, but I think you're fine. You are the honky kid. Get your ass over there. Who cares what anyone voted for if the alternative was Kamala? Because Kamala might have been bad, but you have to be like sub-fucking-human to support Trump. You have to be either inhumanly stupid or evil to support Trump. And I'm not wavering on that position. You know? Like, however bad Kamala is, that's no... there's a difference between guy who didn't vote and guy who supported Trump. These people didn't just vote for Trump, man. They promoted him. They had him on their shows.
It's all just a cat and mouse game. People are like, we'll elect the Democrats next time. It's like, but it's all the same shit has been happening forever. They haven't been helping anybody forever. They're letting fucking politicians slurp on kids. All of our fucking money goes to Israel and they're using it to fucking genocide people. It's like everybody is scared out of their wits right now. It's like our religious leaders are afraid to speak out. And it's like it's a time where it's like Satan is amongst us and our religious leaders are fucking talking about bullshit at the poll. It's just like, what is going, I don't know, man.
We gotta get you off those antidepressants, son. You're losing your fucking marbles.
You think I am?
Come hang out with us. Just chill
out. I'm here.
Classic. Joe Rogan hearing Israel mentioned? Yeah, seriously. Do you still think Kamala winning would have been better? In terms of, like, every measurable outcome? Yeah, probably. Yeah? In terms of the overall long-term decline of the United States, I think maybe it would have slowed it a little bit. I don't know if it would have, I don't think it would have stopped it. You know, I don't think it would have led to a turnaround. But don't we deserve this? Maybe you do, okay? I rinse my tuna cans and put them in the recycling. I don't throw them in the trash like you guys.